Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Kurlika Industries Limited H2 and FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance in the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Garima Singhla. Thank you, and over to you, Ms. Singhla.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Garima Singhla, and it's my pleasure to welcome you on behalf of Kurlika Industries Limited. Thank you for joining us today for H2 and FY26 earnings conference call. This call is being hosted by Go India Advisors. Please note that today's discussion may include certain forward-looking statements. Therefore, they must be viewed in conjunction with the risks that the company faces. Today on the call, we are joined by Mr. Niranjan Mundra, Managing Director, Mr. Krishan Karnani, CFO, Mr. Jai Verma, and Mr. Mayank Verma from KIT City. I now invite Mr. Niranjan to present the company's business outlook and performance, after which we will open the floor for Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Garima. Good evening, everyone, and hello.
Good evening.
Good evening, everyone, and a warm welcome to all our shareholders, investors, analysts, and well-wishers. On behalf of Kurlika Industries Limited, I sincerely thank all of you for joining us today. FY26 has been a defining and transformational year of Kurlika Industries, a year marked by strong growth, improving profitability, strategic expansion, and the foundation for our next phase of scale. The Indian kidswear market continues to present a strong long-term growth opportunity, driven by rising disposable incomes, increasing urbanization, growing preference for branded apparel, and rapid expansion of organized retail and digital commerce. As per industry estimates, the Indian children apparel market is expected to grow at a CAGR of nearly 5% and reach approximately $17.4 billion by 2034. At the same time, the sector is steadily shifting from unorganized to organized players, creating a significant opportunity for scaled and quality-focused companies like Kurlika to strengthen market share and expand consumer reach. Over the last 15 years, Kurlika has evolved from a modest kidswear manufacturing business in Howrah, West Bengal, into one of India's leading integrated kidswear companies with capabilities spanning manufacturing, brands, exports, institutional supplies, retail, kiosks, shop-in-shop formats, marketplaces, and direct-to-consumer channels. Our vision has always remained simple yet ambitious, delivering stylish, affordable, and high-quality kidswear products while building a scalable and capital-efficient business for the long term. Today, Kurlika serves customers across 28 states through a strong distribution ecosystem, supported by 150-plus distribution partners and 2,500 trusted clients, and a portfolio of over 500 SKUs catering to children across the 0 to 14 years age segment. What differentiates Kurlika is the strength of our operating model. We have built deep sourcing relationships, strong product development capabilities, technology-enabled operations, and an asset-light manufacturing structure that allows us to scale efficiently while maintaining healthy capital productivity and operational flexibility. The strength of this model is reflected in our growth journey between FY21 and FY26. Kurlika delivered a revenue CAGR of 39% and PAT CAGR of over 100%, demonstrating our ability to scale profitability while maintaining disciplined execution. I am pleased to share that FY 2026 has been one of the strongest years in the company's history. Revenue from operations for FY 2026 stood at INR 248 crores compared to INR 173 crores in FY 2025, reflecting a robust growth of 44% year-on-year. This growth was driven by healthy traction across categories, improving distribution reach, increasing customer additions, and continued momentum across institutional and retail channels. EBITDA for FY 2026 grew 43% year-on-year to INR 37 crores, while maintaining healthy EBITDA margin of 15%. Despite continued investments towards retail expansion, technology integration, distribution strengthening, and brand building initiative. Profit before tax increased sharply by 61% year-on-year to 39 crores, while profit after tax grew 57% year-on-year to 28 crores. PAT margin improved to 11.4%, reflecting stronger operating leverage, disciplined cost management, and improving scale efficiencies across the business. Coming to Q4 FY 2026 performance, the company maintained strong momentum during the quarter. Revenue from operations stood at 72 crores, registering a healthy growth of 18.8% year-on-year, while profit after tax grew 48.6% to 9 crores. PAT margins improved to 13% compared to 10.4% in Q4 FY 2025, reflecting stronger profitability and earnings conversion. Operationally, FY 2026 was also a year of strengthening the foundation for future growth. We continued to focus on sourcing efficiencies, inventory management, production planning, and quality control system, and technology-led execution. Our outsourced yet controlled operating structure continued to provide scalability, flexibility, and lower fixed cost intensity while supporting efficient capacity utilization. One of the most important strategic developments during the year has been our integration with GIFT City. For a long time, we have been preparing to build a stronger presence in retail and direct-to-consumer channels. GIFT City brings strong consumer connect, retail capabilities, and omni-channel presence, while Karnika contributes manufacturing depth, sourcing strength, and operational scale. Together, Karnika and GIFT City are building a stronger kidswear ecosystem spanning sourcing, manufacturing, distribution, offline retail, D2C, marketplaces, kiosk, and institutional channels. This integration significantly enhanced our consumer reach, strengthened our positioning across Tier 2 and Tier 3 markets, and creates a strong platform for long-term profitable growth. As we move into FY 2027 and beyond, our strategic priorities remain very clear. Expanding our omni-channel retail footprint across India, scaling kiosk, shop-in-shop counters, and exclusive retail presence, strengthening D2C and marketplace channels, deepening penetration across Tier 2 and Tier 3 markets, expanding product categories, and increasing wallet share, and improving operating leverage and margin profile, maintaining disciplined capital allocation while scaling sustainability. Most importantly, the trust of our customers continues to remain our biggest strength. lakhs of parents and children continue to choose Karnika products for their comfort, quality, affordability and style. Their trust motivates us every day to continue innovating, executing better and building a stronger organization for the future. Before I conclude, I would like to sincerely thank all our employees, customers, suppliers, distributors, channel partners and shareholders for their continued support and belief in our vision. We believe Karnika is entering a very exciting phase of growth backed by stronger scale, expanding retail presence, improving operational efficiencies and deeper consumer reach. Our focus remains on building a scalable, profitable and future-ready kidswear franchise capable of creating sustainable long-term value for all stakeholders. Thank you once again for joining us today. We will now open the floor for question and answer.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Deepesh J. Sancheti with Manya Finance. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Please go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. What is the expected capital requirement for FY 2027-28 expansions?
If I go by the two dimensions differently, first is Karnika standalone, then there is another requirement for Kid City. Karnika will make up for his own funding from his own earnings. That is quite good enough. But now if I talk about the Kid City, that will require fund from the outsource. So we are going for some strategic channels also for the same. We have already raised for Karnika some warrant funds, promoters from the self in the current financial year.
Okay. And is the other income in FY26 a recurring income or a one-time?
Sorry?
Is the other income on in FY26
yeah.
recurring income or just a one-time income?
No, these are the one-time incomes. Maximum of them are one-time income.
Okay. So,
yeah.
So going forward, where do we see our margins? Because this quarter, the operating margins are quite low.
Yes, there are certain reasons of that. Because Kid City consolidation is included in this quarter, first of all, we have acquired the Kid City in the second last quarter only. So there are some transitional changes over there. So that will impact our profitability. But going forward, we will have good margins over there. Second point is that due to last quarter, there is some stress on the raw material procurement because cotton prices are quite high due to these operational costs. So that will impact a bit.
So what will be the normalized margin profile over the next 2 to 3 years?
Normalized margins would be around, if I consolidate the balance sheet, that will be range around 11 to 13%.
11 to 13%. And
yeah,
will exchange rates or the current price increase due to this Gulf War, will that affect our margins in the positive way or the negative way?
No, it will be almost similar because Gulf War doesn't impact so much because if we are doing a bit of export and if exchange goes up, that will be beneficial for us only. And it's a bit of price difference due to Gulf War is on price of raw material. That already impact we have taken in quarter four. So now that won't affect us more.
Okay. And how much is our exports in terms of total sales?
It would be around 5%.
5%. So currency won't matter. But are there any input cost pressures?
Not very much. It's there in the quarter four, but now it's quite normalized.
Okay. And if you can let me know, how is the unit economics, as in store level margins, throughput, look today?
Store margins in the sense of Kid City or whatever.
Yes.
Currently, hello.
Yeah, tell me.
Yeah. Currently, we are operating 55 plus stores from in the sense of Kid City. So if I go by the product, so we normally take the average gross margin over 150% on the unit economics.
Okay. Is there anything else you can add on that? The unit level economics in terms of that?
Exactly. Can you elaborate the same? What exactly you want?
Yeah, I want to understand that, you know, how does the unit level economics in terms of your stores would work? As in, how much margins are you making in terms of sales, in terms of the Gift City stores?
Kid City stores, overall gross margin will be around 28 to 32%, because there are majorly two components are there. One is there for SI stores, which are operating in like Spencer's or big retail stores. Another one is we are planning to operate in HN high street malls or airports. So over there, the margins won't be there because rental cost will be much higher, but that will increase to our visibility and overall product display visibility over there.
So all these stores
Product
have a good.
promotion. Sorry?
All these stores have good footfalls?
Yeah, these stores are very good footfall. If you go by the, we are in Spencer's in West Bengal, like Axis Mall, Quest Mall, and if I go by the Bihar, like there are famous retail chains are there, like Nagarmal is there, which is some of like Spencer over there in the tier two or tier three cities. So there is very good footfall on there, those stores.
Right. So, just my last question. Going forward, how are you going to reduce the debt, as well as, you know, what will be the normalized ROE for the company?
ROE is around 29% currently. If I go by financial 26, FY 26, 25, 26, ROE is around 28 to 29%, which is quite good. And if I go by the debt, we won't increase much, but because we are on the expansion phase, so we definitely require funds. So if there is any surplus fund is there, we will reduce the bank debts.
Right. And you expect the growth also to go to same around 30% or from 25 to 30% growth?
Yeah, definitely. In Kurnika standalone, it will be around 25 to 30%, but Gift City will show a major road better. This will increase much way more than that.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Majid Ahamed with Pinpoint X Capital. Please go ahead.
Am I audible, sir?
Yeah, audible. Please go on.
Yes, sir. Very good set of numbers, sir. So
Thank
my first
you.
question that I have, my question is, sir, going forward, what would be our normalized gross margins, sir? Gross margins for FY 27? Did you see any kind of impact, raw material cost?
A bit may be there, around, if I go by 0.5 to 1% impact would be there, but that already been taken care.
Okay, sir. So are we hedging it, hedging, like to get out of this risk of raw material volatility risk? How are we trying to mitigate that?
We already initiate the yarn sourcing for the first 3 to 6 months, so we definitely take care of that.
Okay, sir. Got it. Sir, your revenue has grown strongly for FY 26, but how much of this is volume-led versus price mix of or channel expansion?
So maximum is channel mix. because GIFT City
yes.
is a major path breaker for us that include a good margins in the current financial year.
So GIFT City, how much does it contribute FY26?
FY26, GIFT City is around 24 to 25 CR.
24. How much are you looking to expand in coming years, sir?
GIFT City will be definitely a good project for us.
If you can give me some growth numbers to understand the growth prospect of GIFT City, how are you looking to manage that?
I think it would be, we project around 3x revenue from the GIFT City for next financial year. If I go by the financial year 28 or 29, it will be definitely around 200 to 250 CR revenue from the GIFT City.
Got it, sir. Sir, as you are having very strong cash flow generation, but why are we, like when I'm seeing you're investing much in your mutual funds and others, why? If there's not much investments in CapEx or any kind of store expansion.
No, we don't have very much on mutual fund. We also invest in, we are planning to acquire some property for our commercial places. We have already done an agreement with some of the vendors who are developing and searching for us so that we can have an integrated complete in-house process for the manufacturing setup itself. Due to geopolitical situation is already changed in West Bengal, so we are very hopeful on that.
Got it, sir. Sir, what is your payback period for new stores or kiosks? What is
it? If I average out, if I buy all the stores, it's almost 8 to 9 months.
8 to 9 months payback.
Yeah, payback.
Got it, sir. Got it, sir. Sir, what is the underlying demand trend post Q4? How do you see the demand going forward?
Sorry, pardon, please. Come again.
Sir, what is the underlying demand trend post Q4?
Demand is very much high. Even we are strengthening our supplies to some of the big corporates also. So demand is there for integrated manufacturing units. Because maximum market is still unorganized in the sector for the kids garment. So it's now biggest firms like Zara, H&M, they are also looking for the organized sector from the India.
Okay, so, but I'm seeing a lot of companies in the clothing segment now getting aggressive in kids segment. How do you see the competitive pressure, sir? Right? Everyone is saying I can grow faster. But with the growth, how do you see the profitability also being intact? Like, because you need a lot of sales and marketing and others to sustainably grow.
There are two factors over there. First, if I go by the integrated process. So we are complete integrated system from the yarn sourcing to retail consumer. So all the intermediary process are under control of us. Second, the manpower, a good professional team is already onto it, behind it. So that will take definitely some time for any other player to match it up.
Sir, employee in this sense, are you bringing new talent from the marquee firms or global fashion retail companies?
That is also, and we also thought of doing some technological development in the sector, which is one of the kind we are planning to do that. Hopefully, we will going to achieve by the next year.
Great, sir. Sir, finally, sir, are we looking for any fundraise for growing our expansion, or are we looking for internal approvals to do it?
Maybe strategic decisions will be taken care in the meantime, whenever it is required.
Okay, sir. Perfect, sir. All the very best, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Lidan Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yeah, audible.
Yeah, so in the last call, you mentioned the US order still in the pipeline in November 2025. What is the status of the US order now, and has Karnika made any progress on the US market entry that the CFO had mentioned?
No, still that's on the pipeline itself. now we are moving towards big corporates like Zara, H&M and DMart, like kind of stores.
Okay.
Because due to recent political changes, US clients have already held their all pending orders over there.
Okay. And for FY28, target of 30 to 35% CAGR, what are the 2 to 3 specific drivers that give you the confidence that this rate is achievable at this scale?
So one is, the first and foremost is Kid City, which is the path breaker for us, because there are ample space available on that segment, because we are bringing into one of the kind kid segment stores over big H&Is, high street malls and airports. So that is a very big project which is coming up in the next 1 to 2 years. That will be definitely. None of the organized sector is on that field, in the kids garment section specifically. Another one is strategic transition in Kid City, in Karnika's manufacturing process also there. We are moving towards some other channels of sales distributions like corporate channels, which we usually don't do in the previous years. So that will be addition to that.
Okay, and my last question is, what are we doing to improve our working capital cycle?
Sorry, come on, but
what are we doing to improve our working capital cycle?
We have already on to it. Last year, our cycle is around 4.5 to 5 months. Current financial year, we have reduced it to around 4 months, and we are planning to reduce it by around 100 days in the coming financial year.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and 1 to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Ronak with Alpha Advisors. Please go ahead.
Am I audible?
Audible, please.
Yeah. So I have a few small questions. The first one is, 90% repeat clientele is a very strong metric, but is this driven by few large B2B clients or generally broad-based? And what's the revenue contribution from your top 10 clients?
If you see the sales metrics of this, we are selling to some of the big B2B product agents, what we call commission brokers in the Calcutta. We sell to them, they sell to Pan India customers in the 26 for the Pan India. Ultimately, the consignee is also repetitive customers for us. They directly deal with us, but the billing will be on the name of commission agents. In those top 10 big, that are the giants in the garment industry. They almost contribute almost 60 to 65% of revenue for those clientele. Okay. But they sell these goods to Pan India.
Okay. And another question is, as you shift the mix towards retail channels, which are typically lower gross margin with higher OPEX because of the EBO, how do you expect the EBITDA levels to sustain?
We have all integrated process in house, so definitely that won't hurt much to us, because if you see maximum retail channels which are procuring from the market, they are taking from the small or some of the firms which are taking sourcing fabric from outside the market or from the delivery partners. We are making everything integrated process in house towards us, so that will won't hurt much to our profitability.
Okay. And what's the margins expected from KISOX, and what's the payback period on a KISOX versus an EBO? The capital model looks very different between the two, so how do you think about the optimal mix?
Difference between KISOX and SIS?
KISOX and EBO. The margin EBOs. Expected from both, yeah.
Yeah. EBOs will be definitely much for the visibility, presentation and touch and feel for the customer who are looking for what product mix we are making and what we are delivering. So EBOs are mostly for that. Kiosk is maximum in the channels where already footfalls are there, like big retail shops are there, which are already getting big footfalls for us. So that will definitely, there is a mix for that.
And what's the payback period like you are looking at between the two?
Kiosk, as I told, it will be around 8 to 9 months. EBOs will be around 15 to 18 months.
Okay. And in the H1 call, you guided for the combined Karnika plus Kid City revenue of 245 crore for FY26. And the consolidated revenue came in at 248 crore. What was the Kid City's actual revenue in FY26 versus the 30 crore guided?
It's around 24 to 25 crore.
Okay. And who do you say are your close peers and how big is the space for you to expand in?
Sorry, come again?
Who do you say are your close peers and how big is this space for you to expand in?
Exactly, peers I don't see, in the sense who are doing completely all integrated process there in house. Because players are there who are doing some of the thing, like some of the players are on B2B, some of them are on B2C, and the product mix what we are making is none of them are doing. So exactly same peer competition is not there, but some of them are, like their Iris clothing is there from the Calcutta itself. They are making the same. They are making good numbers on that.
Okay. And how big is this space you are looking at, like in terms of numbers?
Spaces, we are making CAGR of around 30-35% in the next 3 to 4 years.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Kamal Jeswani with U First Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for taking my question. I just had two questions. One was on the online and offline. How much of our sales is online and how much is offline? And what are the difference in the margin in both? And the second
currently,
question was, yeah, okay, please.
Yeah, currently we are 99% sales are on the offline sector only. We have recently opened the online sales channel, kidcityshop.com, in the month of November or December itself only.
Okay, got it. And I saw that we were mostly exporting to the Gulf region, Middle East and Gulf region. So after this geopolitical issue, are the exports, I mean, what is the status of the exports over there and how are we managing it?
No, even if I say currently also we are holding very good orders from the Gulf countries itself. So I don't think so there is much pressure on that part, because it's basically on the route of Iran or that side. But we mostly export to the Saudi Arabia. So that is quite safe for that.
Yeah,
and customers
then,
are coming to India itself and they are giving huge orders to manufacturers.
So our orders are like in exports FOB or CNF? How do we bill?
Our all orders are CNF.
CNF. So in that case, the freight and all that would have gone up, insurance coverage. Insurance
definitely.
Costs would have gone up.
They're substantially grown up, but we will take up the, we freeze the freight up to a certain margin on our pricing. If that goes beyond that, that will be burned by the customer itself.
Okay, so is that, I mean, currently, I remember in your last call, you had mentioned the margins in exports and domestic is same. So currently, if these costs have gone up, is domestic more favorable, margins are better in domestic than export? How is the scenario?
Sales margins are same because that is part of cost only. So everybody is taking the same price from the market, so that won't hurt profitability.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Rishabh Bora with SK Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Mr. Hello. Bora, you are not audible. Can you just come in the region and talk?
Hello.
Mr. Bora, we cannot hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, please go ahead.
Hello? Yes.
Yes, please go ahead.
So, I just wanted to know, what are the key risks do you foresee for FY27 growth?
Sorry, please come again.
I just wanted to know what key risks do you see foresee in FY27 growth?
If I see, there are not major, forcing rates over there. It may be if there is Gulf War is hitting too bad to all the economy sector, and if there is challenge in the fuel and this power sector, so that might impact to all of us. If we go again by the COVID-like scenario, then there is definitely challenges over the targeted estimations.
Okay. So I have another question. With the cotton prices going up, how does it impact our business?
Sorry, raw material prices are going up.
Yes, with the cotton prices going up, how does it impact our business?
Definitely prices are higher. If I sell one unit of, let's say, garment or hosiery product, in the price of 150 rupees range, now that will be sold around 170 to 180. So that will be impact to overall market scenario itself, so that won't hurt much. Because kids industry is like that. Every time if our kids are growing up, so parents have to buy those products. So that won't hurt to kids section.
Okay. Sure. Got it. So another question I have is, regarding the other income, so which jumped to rupees 9 crore. So can you please throw some light into this?
Other incomes?
Yes.
Yeah, we have made a strategic investment in one of the IT sector companies in the month of January itself, and we sold those investment in the month of March itself. So from there we have earned some good amount of revenue from that.
Okay, got it. So that is it from my side. So.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraints, we have reached the end of question and answer session. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for listening to us, for continuous your support. Thank you so much. Wish we together grow better and grow very far from here. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Go India Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your line.